Hello, kids! This is podcaster Jennifer L. Kalangan of Liwan North Elementary School. Sit back and relax as I take you to another wonderful and amazing learning experience. Today, children, we will discuss the first tense of verb, which refers to an action that is regularly or habitually done, and that is the present tense. Our episode focuses on identifying and forming the tense of the verb, particularly on present tense. As I have said, present tense refers to an action that is regularly or habitually done. And in forming the present tense of the verb, we add the S or the ES if the subject of the sentence is singular, and we use the base form of the verb if the subject of the sentence is plural. Time expressions also help you in identifying the tense of the verb. For example, Myra goes to market every Saturday. The verb in the sentence is goes. It is in its present tense because of the ES that is added to the base form go. Our time expression is every Saturday, which denotes present tense. And remember, we use the S form of the verb because the subject of the sentence is Myra, which is singular. Now, here is another activity for your mastery. Why don't you get your pens and notebooks? Let's start. I will read each sentence, then choose the correct form of the verb. For number one, Mother prepares breakfast every morning. Number two, some of my friends celebrates Christmas in the province every year. Number three, Carlo visits his grandparents every Saturday. I hope you are now ready with your answers, kids. Let's check them. For number one, if your answer is prepares, you are correct. Why? Because the subject in the sentence is mother, and that is singular. So the answer is with S or prepares. Number two, if your answer is celebrate, that's also correct. Why? Because the subject in number two is some of my friends, and that is plural. So we also use the plural form of the verb, which is celebrate. And for number three, if your answer is visits, well, that is also correct. Why? Because the subject is Carlo, which is singular. So we use the S form of the verb. Excellent, kids! Again, what is present tense? Present tense refers to an action that is regularly or habitually done. And how do we form the present tense? We form the present tense of the verb by adding S or ES if the subject is singular. And we use the base form of the verb if the subject is plural. That ends our discussion for today. I hope you learned a lot. Get ready for our next episode, which is the past tense of the verb. And of course, with me, podcaster Jennifer. Don't forget to like, share, and comment about this episode. Thank you for listening.